Just a short note to expand from yesterday. When, you know, I decided to stop and make sure to take the time to experience the $3.6 million to feel that experience. I did exactly that. It only took, less than 10 minutes to get the feeling and to experience it quite strongly and to really focus on that and expand the feeling. And then I held it, quite strongly for, I would say, 20 minutes. You know, there's a couple of times in that 20 minutes where I sort of, slipped out of it, but only for a very short time. Caught myself and then brought myself back to the experience that I'm looking for. The minute I did that, my whole day changed. I mean, the feeling of my whole day changed. It went from an upsetting day to just a totally fantastic day where the rest of it felt good. And also what's happening, I notice now, it's I'm less affected by what goes on around me. That was a really big step, to sit down and say, nope, no matter what I'm feeling now, I can change that by focusing on feeling something else. That made a huge jump, you know, in my whole experience of, well, doing this. Today, I learned I've lost a huge job that I was actually in, well, a lot of ways I was looking forward to. $15,000, good paying job. It goes a long ways, you know, when you're looking for some extra money to keep going with whatever, even this work, you know, 15 grand. I mean, some of that obviously goes out for cost of the job, but quite a bit of that comes home. Anyway, regardless, I lost it, don't know exactly why, but I don't care. I mean, I do care, but I just sort of let go of it. It just didn't hang in there. Obviously, in the morning, I did my experiencing the 3.6 million, and when I found out, well, basically, I was still holding on to that good feeling, and I just let go. I just didn't focus on it. There's really no need to focus on it. It serves no purpose to be upset, sad, anything about it. It's just not there, and frankly, if it's not there, it was never really there. It was no more there than the $3.6 million. Matter of fact, I think the $3.6 million are more there than this job was. You know, even though both are not physically in place. So after that, after I found out and realized that it's not affecting me, because I'm so focused on the good feeling of experiencing the wealth and abundance, I just immediately felt, oh, that door closed. Don't even know when it closed. It might have closed 2 months ago, for all I know. I just never knew about it. Another door is already opening. And I know that, I feel that. It's like an absolute positive 100% thing that other doors are opening. The job itself is not just about the money. I also enjoy doing it. Those jobs are like gravy jobs, and they're also ones that I create. So, anyway, to move on from that, I don't want to focus too much on it because then I just slip into it. I sit here and talk about it and talk about it. Of course, I will end up with a negative feeling, and that's unnecessary. On the bright side, my feelings are totally held on the experience of the 3.6 million of having them in the bank, the security of that, the confidence of that. And the funny thing is, I so absolutely feel that they're there, that I know they're not there, but the money, in a sense, is coming. Where from, how, whatever, I don't know. But I just feel like everything is open for it to flow in. There's a very positive inner knowing regarding this. And I believe that this comes from all this work. There's no doubt about that. Also, I notice today, it's now roughly 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I've been able to hold on to the feeling of the 3.6 million of having them all day. And the neat part is, here's the thing. My thoughts have been with them all day. You know, they're just there. Not, it's sort of like something you know that's there. I mean, if you had the 3.6 million, you'd know they're there. And in a sense, your thoughts would also be involved with that, because most everything you come across reacts with that 3.6 million. You look at something, you go, well, if I wanted it, hey, yeah, I could afford it. So if you really had them, your thoughts would be a lot on them. And I notice my thoughts are that way. They're really on the 3.6 million has been there, which is a good thing, because I noticed a lot of thoughts I'm having is just garbage, junk, that you don't need to think about. It's actually best not to think about it, because there's a lot of negative stuff. I watched a movie last night that had a lot of gut-wrenching stuff in it, but I found myself unaffected by it. Well, not totally unaffected, but in a normal sense of where I would have been affected, my mood was not brought down by it. It's an experience over there, and I chose not to bring that experience into my life. I chose not to experience it. It's like watching a horror movie, you know, where you get scared and you get shocked and you get those goosebumps on your back. Well, it's like sitting there and watching it and being unaffected by it. In other words, all this work we've been doing is going to help, well, is already helping, to allow me to decide what I'm going to experience and how I'm going to experience life. So in other sense, you know, something negative happens, it doesn't have the effect. It's like it has no power to destroy my day, to destroy my good mood, to make me angry. It just doesn't seem to have the power anymore. It's like it's knocked on the gate, but I didn't even bother to listen to the knock. I don't give it any of my energy. It is not because I'm saying no. It's because I'm focusing elsewhere. I like the good feeling I get from focusing on having the 3.6 million. I just get such a good, strong feeling from that, that I like it more and more every day, because it's a good feeling, it's a happy feeling, it's a secure feeling and a confidence. There's just a lot in there. And, you know, I don't believe that it has anything to do with money. It has to do with what I choose to focus on and how I've chosen to experience it. Because you see, a person could experience those 3.6 million as a negative thing, but I've chosen to experience it as a positive, loving, caring, abundant thing. And so it's become this, well, wonderful place where I can focus my thoughts and get a very good strong feeling. It's like a place I can go. And it's building and becoming stronger every day as I support it. So when something negative happens, I can actually go there and be more or less unaffected or very little affected by the negative thing, because the bottom line is, when I'm affected by something like, let's say, losing the job, I'm not very effective at gaining another one. But if I stay unaffected, unupset at the people, the door becomes open for me to receive, for me to be able to attract another one, find another one. So the bottom line is, negative repels, positive attracts. And as I stayed positive and send no negative energy to the people involved, I'm not at all upset at them. I'm quite fine. I feel quite happy, quite content, very relaxed today, very calm, extremely confident, confident in my future, confident in the ability to allow and create abundance that I need to continue on, to buy the food and the clothes and the things we require for our comfort. A very, very strong confidence level. Again, I believe this, in a sense, came about in part because yesterday I made a decision to change how I feel, despite of what's around me. Now, you know, that cannot take away all negative experiences in life. I think life has, in a sense, positive and negative mixed in. It's more about how we choose to experience it and how we choose to let these things affect us. But we don't really have that choice yet until we have the ability to stay focused on something that makes us feel good. Because again, we cannot say no to something. Saying no to something focuses us with it and sends energy from us to it, making it stronger and making it affect us more. So we have to literally turn away and turn over here, look at this that makes us feel good, and let the other thing wilt away. It's like walking around in a garden. The garden is our life, and we're carrying a water hose. And wherever we look, that water and the nutrients flow. So if there's a weed and we don't like it, and we stare at it, we just give it more water, more nutrients, and it grows better. And in the meantime, the flowers that we so much love, well, they're not getting any water because we're not looking at them. So in a sense, we should give that which we want, the energy, and let the rest wilt away. It's a start. From there, we'll see what we do next.